It doesn't. My what?
Time.
Your little time. Still in place
hit,
of your
hit the go button.
Oh,
time.
We're on the air now. Mm-hmm. I should start the music.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time now. It is that time. I am the one, the only Spike on the Mic, and you are here checking out the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here live from undisclosed remote locations, and it is that time again. It's 7 p.m. That's when we're going to put some award-deserving features inside of your eardrums. But as you guys know, I can't do this show alone. I won't do this show alone. So this is going to be a little different here. So without further ado, let me, ladies and gentlemen, introduce my award, resistant fighting crew. The man putting the sounds in your eardrums. I like to call him the one, the only, PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm completely unprepared for tonight's show.
Well, that'd be great because you'll fit right in this award-deserving unprepared show. Being unprepared, I don't even know why we're here, because somebody put in a vacation request that has been rejected and denied, and he's not here, so we'll just have to keep on pressing
Whoa,
on. So I guess you guys are wondering. We don't know where the voice of reason is, but you know, the show must go on, you know. If you break a leg, you keep on walking. You don't stay there where you broke your leg. So let's go ahead and talk to the man who knows it all. We like to call him the one, the only, Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how are you sticking? He'd get turned into-
Well, yeah, that's out of order. I wasn't ready for that. So I got to tell you that first of all, I'm sticking like easy picks, like picking Buffalo over the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time I'm sticking.
Yeah.
And second of all, I didn't realize we could put in vacation requests. Again,
yeah,
is it too late for tonight to put one in?
Yeah. It is a little too late on that. But
oh, damn.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Also, somebody else who put in a vacation quest last week but did not get it approved. She is the one, the only, the lovely, talented Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like that bronzer of yours.
Ooh.
You know that's going to mess with me all day, right? That's gonna touch and push.
Well, it's supposed to make you glow all day, so it's working.
Yeah.
It's giving me a solid base color. It's making me
oh,
all
it's beautiful.
Look,
you,
one
no,
look.
You look gorgeous.
Oh,
don't.
Thank you. Thank you.
For those of you who are listening on the radio like you should be, Spike looks beautiful.
Yes, yes. I'm awesome.
He's glistening.
Damn. Speaking of glistening, there's a man who we like to call him. He's a gas hog. He likes to run around carrying the gas all the time. He is the one, the only gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a loser because I bombed out on all of my football picks, but like a winner because the Bucks won. Go Bucks!
Go Bucks!
Okay, all right. Yeah. Listen, that might be our first topic. We're going to talk about the sports activities this weekend. But before we do that, we have to go ahead and get to our crack pack research analyst. That is the one, the only, Billis. Billis, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like beautiful, warm light to your face.
Ah, yes, wow. There you go. Tiffany.
You're just very nicely lit.
That's how
I haven't done anything.
You call me bronzed.
I'm just calling out and complimenting your beautiful skin tone from your treatments that you do.
Yes. You wouldn't be known as a bronze god?
Treatments?
Yeah. I don't know if you had done some dermaplaning. Your skin is just glowing, and whatever highlighter you use for your face.
I don't want to glow and all that stuff, you know?
We all want to glow. What are you talking about?
No, not that.
They say pregnant women glow. Is there something you want to tell us?
Yeah, maybe you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, you're after sex glow.
My gossam, that's what it is.
What's really behind you instead of that green screen?
Oh, well, it's
it's stuff.
Your harem?
It's the bodies.
Yeah, the harem. Yeah.
He peeled back the curtain.
Wow. Serious. All right, no. We're going to try to listen. I want you guys to try to fight through this awesome picture that I have. Grab a new camera so I'm looking more. You can. It's almost high definition. You can actually see.
Filters. That's what it is. You cheating son of a.
In me. And so that's okay. So now, before we go and do the rest of our things, we have to do the rest of our housekeeping.
Oh.
So what normally we do is, let's see, I go down the line and talk about things right there. You can listen to us on Radio St. Pete or on 97.6 FM or spikeonthemic.com. Just click the listen live button. Also, this is very important tonight.
Yes.
Very important. We are a caller driven show.
I don't know why you say that.
813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Because tonight's award deserving episode is going to be really award deserving.
Oh,
as opposed to reward award winning, yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Why I say that? Because watch I transition this. Because Tiffany, this show here, we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
But right. See things
like
that.
Do you
know that.
Those three things?
Yeah. He invented those three things.
Yeah, really. I invented those three things. But what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to listen earnestly. Look at that.
Earnestly.
Earnestly. And then you will hear those.
That's a fancy word that Spike used correctly.
Yes.
I must be remembering a wrong group text. Wrong thing.
That was what we call in the industry team business.
That's right. The importance of living earnestly. All right.
So, but as always, I have to start off the show, this award deserving episode, with the weekly cow chip.
Oh, yes.
These are the best. These are what makes this show award winning or award deserving. I'm sorry.
We're award deserving. And for those who are listening for the 13th time, this is a cow chip. Cow chip is a little informational, a little nugget of knowledge that we like to give out right before the show that you can think about and take on with the rest of your week. Cow chip of the week is, they say, and it's true, that light travels faster than sound.
It does.
That's why some people look bright until you hear them speak.
Funny how we've been talking about your brightness.
I'm sorry, it was sitting there. That damn.
I just set up there for somebody to hit it out.
That chip. Yeah. I was hungry.
Oh my gosh. All right. Oh, listen, this is also not part of show prep, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask the cast if they can figure it out. What national day is this? Because, you know, every day is a national day.
Oh, yes.
So anybody know what national day this is? And I'll start out with you, Bill Smuts.
The first Monday, I think Columbus Day is like the second Monday, but yeah, but. I don't know.
Keep stalling. But you know Billy's looking it up.
Yeah, really. You can see her typing.
Yes.
No doubt. So, all right. So, how about this, Gasman? You know what national day this is?
A national vodka day.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Drink vodka. PWs?
National Fart Smellers Day.
Oh, that
was good. I mean, you said that's good. Tiffany,
vodka
what,
farts.
What yeah. national day is
vodka farts. There you go.
I really honestly have no clue. It's Monday and it's October. Right. So what is it? National Pumpkin Seed Day? Oh, I don't even know. They have multiple days. There's not
every day is a day. Every day is a day. Like sometimes they have
I know, but there's multiple days of days.
Yes.
There's not just one.
In other words, each day there may be several.
She just made multiple days of days.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I can give you several answers to your
question.
See,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I keep
you. What is your...
Do Just tell me when you want your research team to chime in.
So I've asked everyone else, and now it's time for Billy, our crack pack research analyst. What national day is this?
So it's I'm going to go from least funny to the most funny.
Okay.
So the least funny, it's National Rhode Island Day.
That's weird.
That is weird and not really funny.
Right.
Then it's also National Consignment Day.
Oh, that's also good.
Yeah, sure. Like furniture?
I guess. Consignment, like Goodwill. I don't know.
You could sell your shorts, you know.
So then there's National Child Health Day.
Right.
That's every day.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's National Do Something Nice Day.
Oh, that's really nice. All right. Yeah.
And this one's weird. National Apple Betty Day.
Oh, Apple
that?
Betty.
Anybody know what that is?
That Apple sounds Betty. Like one of those,
it's a dessert.
One of those lollipops from Austin.
I feel like they had one of those, but it's a dessert. It's an apple tart dessert sort of
Apple
thing.
Apple Betty.
So it's National Apple Betty Day.
Ah, that was delicious.
And then my favorite, it's National Get Funky Day.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Get funky.
What? Funky like a monkey.
Get Funky Day.
Oh, funky.
Funky, yes.
So here on the Spike on the Mic show, we are going to deem this National Get Funky Day, all right?
Get funky.
So how are we going to incorporate that? I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
What we need to do is when you guys give me your responses to some of these topics from the past, present, and the future, if you can throw a little funk into it,
that would
just put a little chime on it.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
Yeah. All right. We're getting funky. So
can we talk about the picks? I'm curious if I have any points at all this week.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I missed this.
Wow. No, my picks are terrible. Let's not talk about
it. Oh, the picks from last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got two things I want to say about the picks.
I lost them. And the other thing is first, I lost
I'm going to guess you don't have them with you.
That's the second thing. I want to do a new thing. The first thing is, did y'all realize we need to give a big clap to Tiffany? She said, shoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have my finger over the button, and I didn't have to use it.
Yeah. I just heard a lollipop. Did any of you guys order lollipops? I just remembered.
Oh, yeah.
I put that on my to-do list.
Because when you said, oh, I was like, oh, God, here we go.
You were scared, weren't you?
I just waiting on you.
Well, I was scared when Billy said the F word. I thought she said funky. Oh,
the F word, right.
Yeah, she said funky.
Funky.
She said ucky.
No.
With the first letter there.
As in lucky.
Somehow you're trying to get
we're
it
we're lucky, she said funky.
Exactly.
Yes.
But those two words rhyme. Yeah. I would have slipped.
And the second thing about the picks is I lost them.
I knew it.
Chuck could have lied and said I got them all right, and you wouldn't have known. Yeah. Damn it.
Let me explain.
I won. Right.
Yeah, after he threw them away after the Raiders lost.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I picked the Raiders to win, so I would have thrown them out, too.
What honestly happened was I was entering them in on the show prep as you guys were giving them to me. Right. And then after the show, I closed down show prep without saving.
Yeah,
so
that's a way that can be done.
But we have the other week's show. Pick. So we'll just add on to that.
It's only 1 week.
The numbers. It don't matter.
We only did it for 1 week.
We did it 2 weeks.
And I remember because I was in second place.
Yeah, I missed last week, and we did one the week before.
Right. So we done 2 weeks. We just don't have but 1 week's worth of numbers.
One of them was canceled anyway. Your Tennessee Pittsburgh game. No one picked COVID to win that one. So.
COVID is pretty much undefeated at this point.
Yeah, I wonder if that should be a potential, you know, win lose
bonus
tie
pick?
Or COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we
and do you realize there's two Monday night footballs?
I have one of them on my television.
Oh yeah. Wow, that's right. I forgot about
Mahomes is right on my TV screen. Oh no, it's not Mahomes.
All right, well, since we're 15 minutes into the show, let's go ahead and do topic-changing music.
Oh, here we go. Here's our first non-existent topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Non-existent? Of course these things exist.
Oh.
All right, I like to call this topic here Gilligan's Mary Ann or Fake Fish.
Gilligan's Mary Ann or Fake Fish.
All right, so now
is that what I smell?
Do I need to define what fake fish is?
No, so I think everybody knows by right? now. Yeah.
The cast it's like a fake
knows.
News, right? Like,
it's just something you don't think is real.
I right. remember we talked about it before, but it yeah. still hasn't stuck with me. So, oh.
So I guess we're going to know what your answer at the end of the night to be what stuck with you, right?
Yeah. Fake fish.
Yeah. So what happened is this woman was Angela Gatton. She's 46. She was found unconscious, floating on a raft in the river, in the water, suffering from hypothermia off the coast of Colombia. Okay.
You'll never guess who's joining us.
Angela, oh, let me see. I guess. Angela Gatson, she's 46. And a fisherman by the name of Roland Valsbar, he was out there. He saw what he thought was a log floating in the waters off the coast of Colombia, a mile and a half out. But then as he got closer, he found that there was a woman on a raft. And so he rescued her. And the first things out of her mouth was, I'm born again. God did not want me to die.
Oh.
No.
All right.
She appeared to be, they say it's half unresponsive and suffering from hypothermia. But now here's a part that I'm thinking there could be some fish in it. This woman had been reporting missing for the last 2 years, was found floating out at sea.
Wow.
All right.
She's
so,
a drug mule.
Yeah, really. So when they brought her in, took her to the hospital, and she recovered after a week of long of IVs and insulin or whatever they put inside you. She told the hospital that she was trying to escape from an abusive relationship, although her family is disputing that, and they hadn't seen her in 2 years.
Hmm.
Now, and her daughter, who says she hadn't, like I said, hadn't seen my mom in 2 years, but now they're trying to start a GoFundMe, a fundraiser to raise money so that this old Angela can now live in a house, a live in Bogota, which is 1,500 miles away from Colombia, where she is normally habitating in. Now, question.
Actually, it's a city in Colombia, but, you know.
Say again?
Bogota is the capital of Colombia.
Yeah, is in Colombia.
Well, what did I say?
You said it was like so many miles from Colombia. It's in Colombia.
Yeah. Wow. That's be hard to do then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Tampa's like a few miles away from Florida.
Exactly, yes.
Hey. Okay, well, that don't make no sense. Okay, that
I
part
know.
Is,
like, I know, that's why I mentioned that. Yeah.
She lived in Bogota, where they live more than 15 miles away from Colombia. That's exactly what the article says. I'm looking right at it. But anyway, my story now. Do you guys think that this is fake fish or this is really the Marianne from Gilligan's Island that she's been missing? I know she says she's been missing for 2.5 years. And before we answer that question, give you guys to think about it. Let's go ahead and say, welcome to the show, Voice of the Reason. How you sticking?
Your sign. Where's
your
sign?
Yeah, where's
your sign, Billy?
Oh, he wasn't even muted. He just didn't have his microphone.
Hey, Billy, do you have a plug it in?
That'll be the sign for next plug week. It in.
All right,
she needs to write it on the back of it.
Voice the reason. As you get that together, let's go ahead and do fake fish. Gas man, do you think this is a fake fish story?
No, I think she left to get away from the abusive relationship, and wherever she was, she may have had an accident at sea, and he found her floating. But I think she left intentionally to get away from the relationship.
All right, Tiffany, you dying at the voice, ain't you?
I definitely think this is real because I recently watched a show. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but Jack Ryan. It is like super crazy, but it showed like how other countries, how people hide out or right. they purposely go missing and they make believe that people are dead or whatever. I think it's real life.
Wow. All right, Billy's.
I do think that it's potentially exactly how Gas described it, that she has just been hiding out somewhere in Colombia for 2 years, either for some reason. Maybe she's running from an abusive relationship. Maybe it's an insurance scam or something like that. And then she just happened to have a mistake, and now she's actually caught because now they all know she's alive.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right, voice, Bill Smuts.
Don Wells is one of only two members of Gilligan's Island that's still alive, Marianne.
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting. And
PWs?
I think it's totally fake fish. Totally, because Bogota is not 15 miles from Colombia. It's the capital of Colombia.
I understand, because I, you know, I did what I do.
Right.
And the last, she and her sister are now raising money to get Miss Gaitan to Bogota, where they live, more than 1,500 miles away from Colombia, so they can care for her. That's what it said.
Right.
That's the article. Absurd. Yeah.
It was written like that.
So it is totally it fake like fish. That. Yeah.
All right, so Voice of Reason, welcome to the show. Are you mic'd up yet?
Yeah, you can hear me, can't you?
Yeah, we can. All right, so I see your vacation quest. You saw that your vacation quest was denied, and so you just finally come to work late, but we won't hold that against you. So did you hear the story?
Yeah, I did. Whether it's fake fish or not, I don't know, but nobody can live in a little boat for 3 years, so...
2 years.
Didn't they find her?
They found her on a raft. Yeah,
that's where they found her.
Years.
Yeah,
they found her in a van,
a raft,
down by the river.
In a van down by the river.
So I guess we may never know, because apparently the dehydration had made her forgetful about what happened in the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, dehydration will do
so
that.
So this is why I want to appeal to the resistance fighters out there that this has to be fake fish, because as Boy said, you can't be living on a raft for 2 years and then listen to the story that I told. I mean, as best as I could, she was supposedly be unconscious, but then when they pulled on the boat, she said, "I'm still alive. God did not want me to die."
Yeah.
But then they said she was unresponsive. So,
well, except for that.
Well, in her defense, have you ever been hungover from drinking a lot of Jägermeister?
Yes. Yeah.
You're happy to be alive, and you come in and out. Thanks for giving me another day. Then you go back out. So, right. She's probably hungover was probably a part of it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, to correct you, someone could live on a raft for 2 years, but living on a raft at sea might be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Haven't you seen Castaway?
Yeah.
So I think I understand where the confusion of where Bogota is, because where she was found was off the coast of Puerto Colombia. And I think the Colombia that they're referring to that's 1,500 miles away is that Puerto Colombia.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, not Bogota.
Bogota is like way inland, and Puerto Colombia is way up north. I think that's what they were saying. Yeah.
So that cleared up for y'all?
Kind of.
It didn't change the story at all for me, but thank you.
Damn, so, Spike, you look good.
Thank you. So we have two fake fish and then four real fish.
Fish. I was a fake fish. Who?
Right. You and the voice for fake fish. I actually got three fake fish. I think this is a fake fish.
Yeah.
Because how does she end up on the boat? For all you real fish people,
because she could have been doing. They found her on a raft. She could have had an accident at sea or been on a boat or anywhere and ended up on a raft. She'd sink all the time, and there are life rafts. I mean, it happens.
You say she's
maybe she was waiting for some pirates.
So she was product of a Titanic move.
Do you ever lay on a raft in the pool?
It's possible.
And fall asleep, and then you wake up, and it's like, where am I? Yeah. You know, that could be exactly,
I'm open, I'm still in the pool.
Yeah, but you don't know how you got there. You know, it's
she could have fallen asleep on a raft and been at a resort and been taken out to sea by the current.
Exactly.
Or she could have been in Ecuador and was trying to like smuggle herself into Colombia and then was on a boat. Because any number of reasons that someone just winds up in the sink.
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all have know. Wow. I'm gonna make an executive decision. This is a fake fish. This is a story that they're trying to generate to do the last part of the story. Said raise money so she can move from to Gogapar and leave Colombia.
Yeah,
Bogota.
No, Gogapar.
You know what the hell I'm talking about. So I'm
gonna. Well, it is one whale of a story if it is made.
It is. Yes.
All right, that's fake fish story.
Spike, for the people out there in the audience, can you give like an address or someplace that they can send their donations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6306 South McNeil Avenue, apartment 209.
Yeah.
Apple 4.
I think you're going to get more than donations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, really.
Oh.
That's where you send it.
I got you.
And address it to Gas Man.
Yeah,
Gas Man.
Next week. We know why.
I know, right? No one to blame but myself.
Exactly. All right, so now let's go ahead and do a quick topic change in music.
We didn't think we had a topic, but that was a wonderful topic. Now let's try it once again.
All right, so I like to call this topic here. I think he has a problem flying. I don't like that.
I think he has a problem flying.
Oh my gosh.
That was hilarious.
How do you spell that? The laugh? How do you spell that word?
Uh-oh. Turn that off. All right, so this story here, I'm going to request whatever that word. I'm going to ask the resistance fighters to give me a tip to tell me what you think. How did this plan go wrong? Okay.
All right. So far, it's a perfect plan.
Pay strict attention. All right. So, a convicted drug smuggler by the name of Mike Gillian. He's 24 years of age.
By the way, you said pay strict attention. That means I'm probably going to be out.
Okay. All right. So I'm sure I don't come to you for your opinion on that. Mike Gillian, he's 24 years old. He did the darndest thing. What he did was he hired a helicopter, right?
Okay.
And then while the helicopter was in flight, he hijacked the helicopter and told it to go to in mid-flight and forced the pilot to fly to Bergedal. Okay, so this he started out in...
Near Bogota,
In Antwerp, Belgium.
Oh, okay.
Antwerp.
Antwerp.
Y'all know where every place is.
Yeah, we knew that place.
God, I need to travel. I need to get out of town.
You do.
You didn't have geography in high school?
Yeah, but I was just...
They hardly ever mention Antwerp.
Antwerp, Belgium. So he hijacked the helicopter and made him fly to Bergedal. It's a women's prison in the south of Brazil.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry, whoa.
South of Brussels.
I don't think that's...
Wait a minute. He went from
Brussels.
Wait,
yeah, that has nothing to do with Brazil.
To Brazil in the helicopter?
You know he never would have made it.
The goddamn locations it takes.
What?
Not Brazil. He meant Brussels.
No. Antwerp, Belgium.
Antwerp.
Brussels, Belgium.
Antwerp.
Brussels.
Okay. I thought you were saying he flew from Belgium to Brazil in a helicopter.
That helicopter would have gone down over the Alps or the Pyrenees for sure.
Yeah.
Without a gas.
It went down over the Pyrenees.
It would have if it had, but if you're talking Antwerp to Brussels in one of the smallest countries in all of Europe, may have been about a 30-minute flight.
Not even.
Listen, I'd be dang. This story. I'm impressed that y'all know all these spots here.
Sure.
You know, because when I research and try to get stories of the past and present and future, you know, things that happen in Florida and in America are pretty lame. Because these stories over here in other countries are pretty wild to me, but they're hard to announce the cities in the states and places because I have no idea where they are.
It's hard to announce them.
Yes.
Antwerp is one of the diamond capitals of the world.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen that baby Snatch?
It's one of the best movies ever made. That movie.
It is. It's a really good movie.
The movie's great.
Is that the movie where the guy says, I have a particular skill. If you
No, that's Taken.
Oh. Snatch, Taken, gone. All that sounds
insane. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Snatch is, oh, my God.
Great.
Never mind. This is just going with the story.
All right.
We'll talk after the show.
So... He hijacked the helicopter to fly to a women's prison in Brussels to free his wife, who is in prison.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
Isn't that romantic?
That is sweet.
That's sweet.
To free his wife, Crystal, who's in prison. Now, she's being held on the suspicion of murder of her ex-boyfriend. So, having said that...
Still, I have a little tear in my eye.
I guess you're going now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As the inmates cheered and waved, the helicopter circled the prison. They had a hard time landing because I guess the pilot didn't expect to go land in a prison.
Yeah.
And so while they were trying to give instructions, Mark pulled his head out the window and vomited 5 times.
Nice. Yes.
I guess he got air sick.
Oh, nice.
And then he decided
to get air sick.
And so the helicopter flew off into they didn't get his wife, Karen, a crystal. But
wait,
you guys are
Karen, a crystal? How are those two even possible mistakes?
Both start with a K.
They start with a K. Yeah. I always read names one letter at a time. Yeah.
Crystal is her stage name.
Voice of the day.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, we're glad you showed up.
Yeah. So anyway, he flew off. They flew off. And then, of course, the authorities arrested them because homeboy, when he rented the helicopter, he kind of used his real name. So now the question
to the
resistance fighters, what do you think went wrong with his plan?
You
want the whole list or just the top 10?
Yeah. Give me
everything. Oh, yeah, then everything.
Oh, no. Okay. Bryce, you seem to have the answer to this. What went wrong with his plan?
Well, okay. He should never have used his real name. I'm assuming that the pilot did this wasn't cooperating.
Right.
Be at gunpoint or something.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so by using his real name, he kind of either had to commit to killing the helicopter pilot or that's it. That's the only chance he had.
Okay. All right, guess, man, what went wrong with his plan?
Everything was wrong with his plan. You can't break your woman out of jail using a helicopter. You got to be smarter than that. You got to use like the linen when they go and change the linens out or something like that.
Right.
Smuggle her out in a linen truck or something. You can't fly a helicopter and that's too conspicuous. Yeah.
They should have used Google Earth and looked at the grounds of the women's jail to see if there was any place you could actually land.
That's some research would have happened. Tiffany, what think we're wrong with this plan?
Well, not one part of it was even thought out. It sounded like he's making like, okay, I'm going to do this today. Oh, I'm going to do this now. Like, he didn't even plan it. That's the problem.
Okay.
He's a moron.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He's in love with his wife who's in prison.
Like, watch a good movie like that has similar things that he's trying to do or Google it or something. I'm sure there's better plans out there on the internet. Yeah.
The security was so lax that he thought he could land a helicopter and get her out, he could have gotten her out in a less conspicuous way.
Really, doing just normal visit hours and walked out with her.
Yeah, something like that. Put a guard uniform on her or something.
What do you think went wrong with his plan?
I think the main thing wrong was that he woke up in time to go to get the helicopter. I think if he had overslept,
everything would be okay.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
That was the biggest problem.
He woke up on time.
Yeah. It's time to get to the helicopter.
Dramamine.
Okay, Dramamine, yeah.
Being punctual was the downfall of his plan.
Mosh, do you have any input on this?
Oh, he's muted.
Wait.
Yeah, really.
Well, no, actually, he sounded like he was talking to somebody. Yeah.
So, I was on mute. Sorry. Pulled a voice. No, everything points back to one reason. And you know what? While all your answers and everything were probably correct, ultimately, he eventually rented the book out of the library, said Spike on the Mic's Guide to Hijacking a Helicopter. And that's what happened.
That's exactly what he did wrong.
Yeah, because that ultimately, he just followed the rules as it was written in the book.
And the book does not mention getting air sick.
Right. Yeah.
That's where it was from.
Right there.
You factor in the air sickness.
That was wrong with his plan. Right there. All you guys.
Well, and you can find it. You can find it on Amazon and at the libraries. The Spike on the Mic Guide to Hitchhiking or Hijacking a Helicopter.
Right.
Or Hitchhiking a Helicopter.
You know, if he had only taken some Dramamine before the flight,
I know.
Things had gone differently.
That was the problem with his plan. That was the very first thing wrong with his plan. All the other things are, I think he's a big word here, so people, I don't know if he's right or not, ancillary to the rest of the crew.
No, I think if he would have overslept, that would have been fine too.
But his goal was to fly in a aircraft and gets not knowing he's gonna get air sick.
Yeah,
that was the number one wrong beater plan. It's kind of like I am going to be a NASCAR driver and I'm scared to drive fast.
Yeah,
first thing wrong with your plan, right?
No, because some people get on roller coasters and don't realize they're gonna get sick. So it's possible he didn't know he was gonna get sick when he got in the helicopter.
Right.
Some people go on cruise ships and not realizing they're going to get seasick. Sometimes it's just something that happens.
Okay. So, all right. Well, then.
Steve has his hand up. I don't know if you could see that.
What?
Steve has his hand up.
Go ahead, boys.
If you've ever been out like fishing or anything like that and gotten seasick, it totally changes your plans. You don't want to fish anymore. You don't want to do anything. You just want to go home or you just want to die, really. So, if he had taken Dramamine, he might have been able to go through with his plans.
See? That's what I'm saying. That was wrong with his plan. Because according to the voice, while he was up there throwing up, he said, hey, forget.
Oh, no.
He said, forget this, man. I'm out.
He's like, screw Karen.
Yeah. All right. Screw this. Take this helicopter back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Karen. This is ridiculous. Crystal.
Her name really is Crystal, but yeah.
It is Crystal.
It is Crystal. Either Crystal's the stage name or Karen is
or her
the name for
others. We'll call her Karen.
Wow. Yeah, really.
So I think it actually could be either Crystal or Karen.
Say what?
It actually could be either Crystal or Karen.
Is that him doing it every time? Is he at a drive-thru? Who is doing that?
Daddy is my PW's talking and voice are talking at the same time, and they're both canceling each other's voices out.
Is that what's happening?
Sorry.
All right.
Go.
You go, Steve.
Okay. I was just going to say, I thought Tiffany was calling me Karen.
Oh. Oh,
Karen?
He may have listened to that.
She didn't go blonde.
Only I'm the one to get XY chromosomes mixed up. All right. PW, you had a point to this?
I probably did. I don't remember it. You know,
it's probably gone now. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. But
never mind.
I'm just letting y'all know
that
as
me and Voice realized, the Dramamine was the thing that she needed, and it went wrong. All right.
Okay.
All right. So now I have a little likes on the rest of the topics. So let's just do something different.
Uh-oh. Oh God.
And now for something completely different.
Topic changing music.
We don't know what's going to happen now, but it is going to happen on the Spike and the Mic Show.
All right, so what happened is there was this drug smuggler by the name of Mike Gillian. He's 29 years old. He had a helicopter. You got to do that one. Sorry.
What happened was...
Wow. All right,
so, God, listen.
Yeah.
We got light topics here, so I'm going to ask anybody else have anything they want to talk about. How about this? The Lightning won the Stanley Cup, right?
Oh
man.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yes.
You know what happened? They had a thing down at Channelside, like a boat parade. I had to ride my bike. I rode my bike to work that day.
Right.
It took me 20 minutes to get through Channelside because all those people are there. And I was like, I just want to go to work. Get out the way.
Wait, what took you 20 minutes to ride a bike?
No, through Channelside, because there are so many people down there. They had like a boat celebration where the Lightning rode boats through what's the harbor down there?
Through the Hillsborough River.
McKay Bay,
Channelside.
McKay Bay. And it was just Lightning fans. And it took me 20 minutes to ride my bike through the Channelside because there were so many people there. You can't just run over people on a bicycle.
What's normal travel time?
Got 2 minutes. You just zip right through there.
Jeez.
There were so many people. There were so many people down there.
It was
ridiculous, man.
Did any of you guys watch any of it or anything?
Now,
I watched the last
I did
game.
Watch some of it, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, like, the game.
Even the
yeah.
celebration.
No, no, she's talking about,
did
yeah.
You didn't go out, did you go down there, Tiffany?
Yeah, it would, I mean, I even recorded it. I might be able to share it with you guys, but it was just really cool because, you know, normally in any normal professional sporting, they normally have a celebration
right.
and parade in your city. And obviously with right. Everything still going on, we couldn't do that. So for the organization to come up with that and plan that, to be able for the
off,
fans.
Huh?
Yeah. But it was really yes. cool because my friend Nigel, who's one of the coaches for the team, he's been with the team, God, like 20 plus years. Even while they were there in Toronto and Edmonton during, you know, he's part of the bubble, he shared all live videos in the locker room, live video on the plane flight home, live wow. video.
He shared it just with family and friends, right?
Yeah. For all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just really, I'll send some of it to you, but it was just so special because, you know, normally we'd be able to experience all the excitement and for the to see all the fans from the minute that they landed and how all the fans to support them, even when they came home, the day of the celebration, everything. It was just so amazing.
Yeah, a buddy of mine went to the airport and met him when yeah. he came in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
So, it was cool. They had all the trolleys and buses and transported their mm-hmm. families and everybody back to their arena. And from that whole entire ride, just to see all the fans on the side of the road everywhere.
I think Jeff Vinnick is
yeah.
the best CEO sports owner
yeah.
anywhere.
Yes, yeah. yes.
Anywhere.
Yes,
he is. He's yep. done amazing things for our community, for the city.
Absolutely.
He's built. I'm sorry?
Where's he from? Is he not from here? He just moved here because of the lightning, right?
No, he just moved here. He's from, I think he's a Yankee from up north somewhere.
Oh, but I'm sure
like
his
the
home
rest
is
of us,
here,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He lived in Massachusetts yeah. before, but yes, since he bought the team, and that's why he's redeveloping downtown as well.
Yeah.
So it's safe to say that Jeff Vinnick isn't going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, some owners may take the team and move
yeah,
to the
yeah.
next hot, sweet thing.
No.
Yeah.
He is invested. I mean, he bought the basically all Channel Side, right?
Yeah, he owns all of South Tampa, so why would he go anywhere? He owns all of that stuff down there.
Oh. All right, so Tiff.
Yeah.
There was two celebrations. There was one down mm-hmm. by the water and at the stadium?
Yeah, yes. So what happened was the players, so the fan, because there was tickets. There was, I think there was only 15,000 tickets that they let people in to Raymond James. So what happened was they did a boat parade. They took the players on the boats, took them to all the way down the river, and buses met and the trolleys and everything met them there and then just drove them down the road to Raymond James, which that celebration started right after the boat. So to see the players extremely intoxicated
and
enjoying yeah. their time wow. and just really being themselves, it was really cool to just see that, be part of that whole entire journey.
Right. Now, someone had told me that they were on the water and it ended at Rick's on the River.
Yeah, that's yes. where they docked.
Yeah, that's where they docked and they went from Rick's. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Down,
yeah, they docked there and there was like fans, like they were letting just random strangers, like fans, drink out of the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Koosh really showed who he was as a person. And just to see all the fans or all the guys interact with the fans. And it was just so awesome to see them so happy.
Right,
you know, what was the coolest thing is that one of the fans who randomly was down there at Rick's on the River and drank yeah. from the cup, got a movie contract.
No,
I don't get it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't that what you always die for? You want a movie
yes.
contract. It could have been you. You just didn't go.
Yeah. That's yep. true. Well, actually, if I would have had some inside information that it was going to Rick's, I would have just went there. Cause
all right, there's seven people here. Is there anybody among us that hasn't been to Rick's on the River?
I haven't.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Wow.
Billy.
Well, my thing about that, it's not a huge spot. That's mm-hmm. why I was wondering. So that had to be
but a it's
secret
a cool
location.
Spot. Yeah,
yeah, but it had to be in a secret location where they was going to dock. Because if everybody knew that, you wouldn't be able to get to Rick's.
Where is it exactly?
It's on the west side of the Hillsborough River.
Hillsborough River, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Hillsborough River, yeah. You can get there if you go through the projects, but there are other ways you can go. You go to Martin Luther King, you go right on. What is it?
Nearly Columbus.
Yeah, yeah, nearly Columbus. Yeah. Yeah. Right, oh,
there's only one road in and one road out.
Yes.
All right.
Very, yeah, very left access.
Right. So that's what I was thinking. If it was packed with fans.
Well, TP, like, they had Tampa police everywhere clearing.
Yeah, they went just driving around unannounced, weren't they?
No. Like, they had everywhere from the minute they landed on the plane and then to the celebration. Like, they had the streets cleared off.
Yeah, like, it's like a motorcade, like when the president comes through. They had to, they had it cleared out. Yeah, you couldn't anybody just couldn't go there.
And they were at the Bucks game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw them sitting in I think
they had to come. That was pretty cool. They had to come for the Bucks game.
Yeah.
They had Gronkowski jerseys. They were swinging. That was pretty cool.
Darn it, you know what? Our research and crack pack department should have tried to get one of the players on the show today.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy. Oh, why didn't you take care
booker.
Of that?
I just do the research and fact checking. I'm not the talent booker.
Ed and booking is sitting down there doing nothing. I got to talk to Ed over there. Like,
they are fired.
Yeah, Billy, get rid of Ed. All this going on there, he could have said, hey, Spike, you want to get Amber Chuck on the team? On the show?
Who? Chuck? Did he say Amber Chuck?
Amber Chuck, but he meant Andrew Chuck, even though Andrew Chuck is no longer playing. You know,
Amber, I can get some Amber Bach on the show.
Amber Chuck, stop it.
But it's somebody in the team name like that, right?
Wow.
Andrew Chuck.
No.
No, he used to be on the team it's a Andrew long Chuck. Time
Andrew
ago.
Part Chuck. Of our alumni. Yes, he's retired.
Yeah.
He retired like 2 years ago.
Okay, well, we'll give Bob a
Amber.
What's our guy name in booking in department? Bob. Him. He's not booking his talent. We got to talk to him and our staff next staff meeting. Tell him to get us some talent there. Okay, how about this? All right, Tiffany, you a lightning guru. What's the name of the black guy that's on the team with the afro?
I don't know his name. It's
Matthew
really bad
Joseph.
That I don't.
Hold on, smile.
Matthew Joseph.
Yeah, we should have got him.
We
number
should've.
Seven.
Why are we
spelled MATHIEU. He's actually African Canadian.
I didn't even know there was still an African Canadian on the team.
Ian Beckles is a proud African Canadian. So yeah. Yeah,
is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Montreal.
Big foodie too. Wow.
Say what?
He's big foodie.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, actually, he's an African French Canadian.
Can we all?
He's what they call. He's what they call a burnt Canadian.
He is what?
A burnt Canadian.
Oh my Lord. A foodie.
Oh, you know what a foodie is?
He said he got a big booty.
A booty.
What?
Wow.
The next time I see Ian, I'm gonna text Ian and say you said he had a big booty.
Oh.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he probably does as well.
Have you ever seen Ian? He's humongous.
He's a large dude.
He's a big dude.
Everything he's got is huge.
Guys. He's been on the
show. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on. Okay, well, yeah. So I'll have to talk about it. I would tell him that Tiffany said that.
And Spike, you'd be happy to know that at the Raymond James celebration, Matthew Joseph came up on the stage wearing a Kobe jersey.
Wow,
all right, another tall brother representing a tall brother.
Yeah. And so, I was going to be impressed that he was he's from Quebec.
Quebec.
Matthew Joseph.
Quebecois.
French Canadian, yes.
I don't know what that means. So, good job.
You don't know what being Canadian means?
Why are you being Canadian?
And that Quebec is a province, is the most French of all the provinces of Canada. Yeah.
What do you got against Canada, man? Canada's a cool place.
Bogota. French fries and gravy.
No, Bogota's on the other. It's a different hemisphere, right? Is it below the equator?
French fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
Go ahead.
Bogota, Canada. Oh, my God.
He'll only know about it if somebody floats in from a raft or something.
And most of the time in Canada, it's too cold to be floating on a raft.
Yeah.
Especially after 2 years of sitting out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why do you hate Canada, Spike? They never did anything to you.
Yeah.
No, I have nothing against Canada. I'm just saying that I, who lived in Florida like all his life, all of it,
Yeah.
I have no desire to go out there and see stuff. I want to go see this place where the mountains have the president's heads cut in it. I'm okay with that.
Mount Rushmore.
Right.
But you know that's not in Florida.
Right. So when I
venture out. That means you have to leave Florida to get there.
When I spread my wings, that's one of the places I want to go.
But Spike, you would never learn that Antwerp is not very far from Brussels. You know, confine yourself.
If I took you to a strip club in Canada, it would change your life.
Wow.
Yeah. I just come home broker?
Well, yeah, that's
broker.
True.
Broker. Broker.
He would come home trading stocks. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. Billy, exactly what I'd be doing. Mm-hmm. But listen, there's so much to see in this place called USA that I haven't seen. Like, I don't know if I've seen the Statue of Liberty. I may have seen it.
I did not go to the Statue of Liberty until I moved to Florida.
Yeah, but
then on a
it.
Visit back to New York to see my family, I went to the Statue of Liberty. But yeah, the 30 years I lived in New York, I never went to the
island. Yes, you never went to the island, but you saw it all the time. Every time you took the ferry.
Yeah, every day I went to work.
It's It's like living in Florida. You see the beach, but you don't go.
No, it's kind of, that too. And it's kind of like Disney World. You live in Orlando, but you don't go there all the doggone time.
I don't think I've been to Disney World and living in Orlando. I don't think I've been, it's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
See? So
it's like my friend said, because I live in Tampa and I don't go to Busch Gardens every day. They're like, you don't go to Busch Gardens? I'm like, no, it's right there.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of the same.
But now you guys are kind of like me. But quick, yay or nay. And I go around the room. W, have you seen the place where the president's head's in the wall?
No, I have not.
Billis?
Nope.
Tiff?
Yes.
Gasman?
No, I have not.
And Voice of Reason?
I've seen Cary Grant hanging off of it, actually.
No, you saw the
not
movie.
Not pictures, seen it in person. What he's asking is if you had seen it. I've seen pictures of it. I think everybody here has seen pictures of it.
Oh, God.
So what was Cary Grant doing hanging up there?
It's not just a still picture. This is like a moving picture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You didn't see it with your own eyes. You saw it through.
Did it have words in this moving picture?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
had close-ups and of the stone in the
yes.
All right, so Smots, have you seen the place where the president is cut in the mountain
in person?
Yes,
he's muted.
Schmatz.
Yeah, maybe he's not there.
Hello.
All right. So my point is that I still have lots to see in this place called America. Let me see. I've been to the Arches. Yeah. So I
St. Louis.
Yes.
St. Louis.
Yeah, oh yes,
or McDonald's.
Yeah. So Smots, have you seen the
Mount Rushmore?
When the hell is that thing anyway?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
South Dakota.
It's South Dakota, and it's I saw it right with snow on it in April.
Oh, ooh. Nice!
Very nice. Yeah.
Wow, with your own eyes.
Yes. I was there. Actually, Mount Rushmore was closed on the day because of the monument, because of the snow. And I was in my little Passat and ended up driving through a back road and thought I was going to get stuck. Did not get stuck. But
why would it be closed?
Why? Because of the road in the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get. You can't get in and out of it when it snows.
Yeah.
Too bad.
So I drove up to it, but I couldn't get into the monument part, you know, where they give you all the details and you kind of get the history part of it.
Oh, okay. So there was snow in the roads to get to that. I'd say it was snow on the presidents.
Like, what
I'm sure there's snow on the presidents.
Yeah. I'll send
the mountain. Outdoors. It's a mountain.
Yes, there was snow on the presidents. They do that all the time. They close those parks. I was in San Francisco and I was supposed to take a drive out to Yosemite and we couldn't go because the roads were closed. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't bring equipment and plow the roads off because it's, you know, it's like country, pretty much a backcountry road. So
if
you can't get in, you can't get out.
Oh, right quick. Just pat myself on the back some more. I've seen the Golden Gate Bridge. I've seen the Alcatraz thing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I haven't seen that either.
And
the soup. Did you eat the soup there? The like bread bowls? I think that's where they're invented before Panera started it.
And some more go get them, Spike, is I've been to the place where they throw the fish from one person to the other person.
In Seattle?
In Seattle?
Yes, nope. In Seattle.
No, yeah. It's in the San Francisco. Oh. Market. It's the Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
Oh, they do that in San Francisco as well?
That's the only place I've known them to do it.
No.
They do it in Seattle too.
They do it in Seattle. I think Seattle's more.
Are you talking about where they just have you can feed the seals, or are you actually talking about the market?
It's the market where the guy threw the fish to another.
I didn't know they had that in San Francisco.
No, yeah, I didn't either. They don't.
You guys need to get out more quick. Going to Boca.
He saw it on TV and
a twerp and places like that.
Look in this isn't really good radio, but look in the chat. Schmontz just posted the picture of Mount Rushmore with snow on it. It's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that when we get out of here, but okay.
It's beautiful.
I see it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's got the attachment, yeah.
Have y'all seen the what's the thing called with the big, now I'm gonna tear this up. Grand Canyon. I would say the hole in the ground, but it's got y'all seen
no.
the Grand
No.
I have seen the Grand Canyon. Yes.
My daddy sent me pictures from Grand Canyon, but
so
that's it.
Y'all understand my point, right? There's no need to go across that big pond.
I've also seen Neuschwanstein, which is the castle that Cinderella's castle is modeled after.
Yes.
I've seen that. That's in Germany.
I've seen the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Wait, hold on
I've
a second.
Seen that too.
Yeah.
The Leaning Tower.
The castle that's in Disney World was modeled out of Germany.
Yes.
It was modeled after a castle in Germany.
In
yes.
Germany, yes.
I guess we don't have no castles in America, so that kind of
No,
makes
we
sense.
Don't have a single castle.
Okay.
And we've seen the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We've seen, what else?
The Eiffel Tower.
The Colosseum.
I've never been to Paris.
The Colosseum in Rome.
Yes.
We've been to the Vatican.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I've only been to Germany. I feel deprived. And Saudi Arabia. And right. Well, that's a whole other story. I'm not going into that.
What's the reason? What's the reason you want to show where you've been? Tell where you've been?
Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji.
That's a big deal.
That's
Japan. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Kind of cool. Yeah. Really.
I want to go to Japan. I've been to Japan.
Nope.
I wasn't in Japan. I was just in the airport on my way to Korea. But
yeah, he probably didn't even.
Oh,
probably,
cool.
This is a proper story, just like him and Cary Grant hanging from the
Fuji.
No, you could see it. You can see Mount Fuji from a lot of places.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Yeah, and it was impressive. It's kind of a neatly shaped mountain.
Yeah.
Neatly shaped mountain.
It's perfectly shaped mountain.
Hey, speaking of mountains, I've seen the humpback camelback mountain in Arizona. Smots, you want to correct me?
You mean saddleback or saddle of...
Camelback, wasn't
it? Camelback, you're right. Camelback.
Yeah. Where is that?
In Arizona.
Where in Arizona?
Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. Okay.
It's right off Scottsdale. In Phoenix.
In Arizona, just say, where's the camel? The camel.
Yes. Where is
the camel?
Well,
I've seen mountains outside of Tucson.
That don't count.
Doesn't count?
All right. No,
I saw the Howard Franklin Bridge from the Courtney Campbell Causeway.
I saw the old Skyway Bridge before it fell.
Ooh.
Tell you what you don't want to see. Mount Seaford in the Mojave Desert, California. At the National Training Center. Trust me, you do not want to be there. That is no fun.
Okay.
I believe you.
No fun.
Well, since we having fun, let's go ahead and go around the room and ask what stuck with you. I'll start out with you, Gaz, man. What stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is my football picks suck, and I'm glad we didn't talk about them. And the Bucks win. Go Bucks.
Yeah, really. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Tiffany, me, okay, Karen.
Speaking of Tiffany, what stuck with you tonight?
Karen and Crystal. No, Karen. Yeah.
Karen, hey, Billy, what's stuck with you tonight?
Your glowing beauty, Spike.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
I hope Karen uses those treatments.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So you saying that my...
Glowing beauty.
Yeah, I couldn't think of that word.
If Karen used those, somebody else might have broken her out of jail.
Really? All right. And Bill Smots, what's stuck with you tonight?
Well, that your best and closest experience to the Statue of Liberty is when you stand on the corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard.
That's in Vegas, right?
Yes.
Tropicana Avenue, Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh my God.
I haven't even been to Las Vegas and I could figure that out for myself.
Not me. EW. What's stuck with you tonight?
That Spike has been on a camel's back.
Hey, I want to give a big thanks to Tiff, Billy, Smots, Voice of Reason, Gas Man, and PW. Listen, we pulled this off. Even though our show prep was a little sticky, but it's still award deserving. And I got a new camera for those out there who might see the video later. We'll go out and we'll go out with a bang. We did a good show. Thank you guys so very much. And it's the first of the month, so I'll be hitting you guys.
Oh, there's a Bone Thugs song.
Yes. One.